is hypnotizing. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for the Biggie Show. For those of you just tuning in, I'm Biggie. Soon I'm gonna be joined by my fellow guest, DJ T-Baby, who should be here maybe within the half the hour. A recap of last show was I had Double A on. We talked about girls and Kim Kardashian. We talked about her previous partners, you know, like Reggie Bush, Miles Austin. Who else was out there? Chris Humphries. Then he asked me if I would rather cheat on a girl or be cheated on. I told him, like, honestly, I would rather be cheated on, because if I did the cheating, I would feel guilty, and then I would have to confess, and I don't want to have to live with that guilt. Then we also spoke about the toga dance, where we all had a little bit of fun. At the end of the night, the window was broken. We don't know who it was, but they didn't allow us to have any more dances. But according to some people I've heard from on ASDU, that we're going to be having dances off campus, which I hope is fun, but a lot of people are saying that it's not, that it's going to be hard, because before I used to just be able to walk to Colin and walk back. But now, if you want to leave, you're going to have to wait till the buses actually leave, and then you're going to get bored, and who knows what could happen. We also spoke about Savadanto's party, which was pretty cracking from what I've heard. I mean, I don't party or anything, but I heard it was pretty fun. I mean, I heard they had some ping pong going on there, but I also heard that it was like pretty hot. Who knows, maybe this person's gonna have another party soon. Who knows, we listened to some music by the well-known Joe Breezy. One of his songs featuring this guy Piab or whatever his name is. Spoke to some girl. We don't know who the girl is. We just hope it's like a cute girl, not some random chick. I'm hoping one day this semester to actually have him come into the studio and perform for us, you know, do a few bars. Who knows? But, maybe I'll even have Piab on to sing for us. I don't know. I hear he's been working on some new music. Hopefully I'll be able to hear some of that soon. But for those of you just tuning in, you are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. And for those of you who wish to call in, the number is 415-482-3587. But anyway, last week's show was fun. I mean, we kind of got off topic a lot, but it made it a whole lot easier. We kind of talked for like 20 minutes on some subjects, and then after a while we had to cut the break because, you know, Double N and I were both getting parched. But anyway, I hope to have him on soon. Last I heard, he was filming a movie. Who knows how that movie's gonna be doing, but I just hope it's good. But anyway, for those of you who may be listening, may not be, this is Biggie. Another event going on today that might deter some listeners is the debate, the presidential debate with Mitt Romney and President Obama. Today is also President Obama's 20th wedding anniversary, which many people have said that this is a great way for him to spend his anniversary, is get this, on a double date with Mitt Romney. I find it kind of hilarious that they said that, but who knows, he might have celebrated it like yesterday, a day early, or he might even celebrate it a day late. No one knows. But anyway, I hope the debate's good. I know some of my suite mates are watching it. I just hope that they're able to fill me in when I get back to see if I missed anything important. But anyway, you are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I'll be talking about my babe of the week.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3. I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2. And you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. Oh, find out what we're made of called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3. I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2. And you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Thank you.
Is it the look in your eyes? Or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby? I think I wanna marry you.
Good evening and welcome back. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.making.edu. For those of you who wish to call in, however, the phone number is 415-482-3587. And now, it is time for Biggie's Babe of the Week.
But my body's telling me it hurts. Baby, I don't want to hurt nobody, but there is something that I must confess.
All right, and today's Babe of the Week is a former Angel. And I'm not talking about a secret Angel. That's probably for next week. But one of Charlie's. And for those of you who actually haven't figured it out yet, I'm referring to the one and only Meeka Kelly. She, for those of you who don't know her, well, let me tell you, she used to date Derek Jeter and was recently caught actually making out with Chris Evans, who's rumored to be her new boyfriend. All I can tell you right now is I'm kind of jealous because, not gonna lie, she's pretty cute. But hey, if they're not dating, his loss is everyone else's gain. Well, let me give you some more info about her. She used to be on that TV show Friday Night Lights, and then the canceled Charlie's Angels, which was a reboot of the original series, which after the original series followed those three movies with Drew Barrymore, Lucy Liu, and Cameron Diaz. She's been featured on Maxim magazine several times, and she was voted Esquire magazine's sexiest woman alive for the year 2011. And hey, I'm not gonna lie, I do agree with their decision, because she was the sexiest woman alive for that year. I've seen her on that issue. Well, I mean, I haven't seen the issue, but I've seen pictures of her, you know, on, like, different sites of that issue. And I gotta admit, she is pretty hot. And there you have it. You heard it here first. Big's Babe of the Week is Meeka Kelly. Now we're gonna move on to the BET Music Awards, where there was a big fight between Rick Ross and Young Jeezy. According to TMZ, some words were exchanged. There's actually a video up about them fighting. And apparently it took a whole team of bodyguards to break up both sides. And guess who just walked in? T-Baby. But anyway, someone from Ross's entourage apparently fired shots afterwards. But there were no arrests made. And the cops didn't actually have to shoot at anybody. But on a side note though, Gunplay from Maybach Music got into it with one of 50 Cent's G-Unit members. We don't exactly know what was said, but apparently they got into it. On the video, like I said, was posted on TMZ, you could hear both sides arguing. Ross was shirtless, apparently from his performance. He was yelling. I couldn't make out what he was saying, but obviously, it was heated. No one knows exactly what started their fight, but hopefully they resolve it and continue to make music. But anyway, there you have it. Big's Babe of the Week was Meeka Kelly, and there was a fight at the BET Music Awards between Rick Ross and Young Jeezy. I'm going to take a quick commercial break and be back with T-Baby. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu.
myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and it's an ache I still remember.
Gentlemen, you are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.tamarican.edu. With me right now, I have the one and only D DJ T-Baby.
Biggie Bencomo. How you doing, buddy?
Good, and you?
I am great. Just a quick shout out to all the people out there. I have not been in this studio in, what, 6 months?
I don't know. You tell me.
About 6 months, and it is glorious in here.
I mean, it's pretty cool, too, right? With all the fans and everything.
Yeah, it's soundproof. It took down some of those bad posters. It's much better than... It's a big upgrade from when I was here last.
But they did take down my favorite news article, right?
Which one was that, buddy?
The one that used to hang right up there with a picture of an attractive girl.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that. That was fun, though, huh?
It was fun. And honestly, Biggie, I think it's fantastic you have your own show.
I know, so do I. I
think
like it.
For years, the fans have been craving Biggie in more ways than one, if you know what I mean.
That's true, they have.
In more ways than one. But now that you have your own show, you can dominate the airwaves. You can probably, I bet you drop swear words all the time.
No, I try not to.
Okay, you try not to, but you do talk about sexual stuff, I bet.
Yes, I do. Last week with AA, actually, we did talk about a lot of those things, you know? Let's see, what did we talk about? Oh, yeah, we talked about Kim K. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
All right. Hypothetically, you have a girlfriend, right?
Right.
Would you rather cheat on your girlfriend, or would you rather have your girlfriend cheat on you?
Oh, that's a tough, like, ethical, moral one. Because no one wants to be cheated on, but at the same time, you don't want to be, like, you don't want to be the womanizing cheater.
And you don't want to have a guilty conscience and all that.
What did you say to that question?
I actually said I'd rather be cheated on because that
way... The cheatee then, not the cheater?
Yes, cheatee, because that way I know, okay, I didn't do anything wrong. But back to you.
Okay. You're hitting me with a tough ethical bomb right away. But I think, honestly, even before you said what you said, I was leaning towards that one. Because also the way I'm looking at it is... Maybe she feels just really bad, and then you can wiggle in some way where you get to have a free cheat. You know, you get where I'm going with. I don't know.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like that movie Hall Pass, right?
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking, with Owen Wilson, brother of Luke.
Yes. Oh, and Andrew, brother of Andrew.
That's right. I think if DJ Juice were here, though, he would probably be the cheater.
Probably. I mean, he'd probably also dominate the airwaves. I mean... This loud voice.
Probably, but you're pretty loud yourself. You're coming in hot all the time.
Hey, you know, I spit fire. But not like you. I don't spit fire like you.
Well, the thing about me, I literally just spit. I don't even rap. I just literally spit on the mic.
Oh,
and then a rap comes out.
You got some right now in my glasses.
Yeah, like I'm not even speaking right now. I'm just spitting just off the top.
Yep. I hear you've been actually in the studio. Working with what's his name, Scarred Faith, on a new album.
Yeah, there's this new up and coming rhymer. His name's Scarred Faith. I've been jumping on a few tracks with him. He's not that good, but he's getting better. And he has a guy who produces his beats, and I've been jumping on some of them, spitting some stuff. CD is due fall 2025. That's when it's coming out.
Wow, what is that, like 13 years from now?
13 years. It's got about like 500 tracks on it.
Oh, okay.
And like 50 interludes, so it's really long.
What was his first track called again? His first album
called? It was actually, his first album had a pretty clever title, if you ask me. It was called Profits Over Profits.
Profits
as in like biblical profits, over profits as in cash. Yeah. Pretty clever, but what do I know? I'm just an innocent person. Right?
What about the Dr. Pepper song?
Yeah, you know, that had actually... I talked to Scarfaith about that. He didn't expect it to really be a hit, but people like that more than the other songs. And he like kind of put that song on there as a random one.
Yeah. It seems like he really likes Dr. Pepper there. I mean, he says, what was it, like, forget Coke, forget Sprite.
And he doesn't even say forget. He uses a more strong F word.
Yes.
Well, he's a big fan. He likes Dr. Pepper, but he'll dabble with Coke and Pib, you know, but he just prefers DP. Only one kind of DP, though.
Which one? Are you talking about, like, the sexual one or the beverage?
No, the beverage.
The beverage.
The carbonated drink.
Okay. What about, what's that song? Cyclops, right?
That good memory there. This is a true fan. I'll have to tell Scarfaith when I see him later on that we got a big fan. But, yes, Cyclops was a good one. It was, I think, one of the last tracks on the CD.
Oh, really? Hopefully we can have him on, perform.
No, in all seriousness, I'm not Scarfaith, but I'll speak for him for a second. when he made that CD with this guy who made the beats, he knew that the beats weren't super well developed. What he wants to do someday is get in the studio with really quality beats, really good production value. Because when you hear mainstream or underground stuff, you hear it has the production value. In order to make a good song, you got to have the production value be at a high level.
Yeah, yeah. Now, would he want to work with, like, Dr. Dre, or...
You know, I mean, Dre hits him up, I think. I think him and Dre are in the same circle of friends. Yeah. So he's open to working with Dre.
Oh, would Scott Faith ever consider working with Joe Breezy?
He would. He would. He's a fan of Breezy and the music he makes.
What about this guy Andrews on Moment for Life with Joe Breezy?
Yeah, you know, anyone in Breezy's group is someone who could work with Scarred Faith.
But what about A. Evans, the guy who did A Shot for Me?
Oh, I don't know about him, honestly. There's Killing Tracks and there's Literally Killing Tracks. I think he literally killed it with the vocals,
yeah.
That is.
Yeah, the auto-tuning and all that.
Yeah, quick, I want to point this out here, Biggie. The song playing in the background is a hit. I love this song.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad. Yeah, let's hear some more.
Hey, oh, hey, nah, no, hey, nah, kind of means, hey, hey,
hey, hold on. Are you saying like some Indian chant?
You know, interesting fact about this song, it was originally composed by Vin Diesel himself.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
The actor in Fast 5, the movie that the song's in.
Oh, what about Fast 6?
Fast 6? And actually, Paul Walker is singing right now. If you listen close to this, is Paul Walker.
Oh, really? I thought it was P.I.P. singing.
Well, it's actually both of them combined with an auto-tune in the background.
Oh, okay. Like A. Evans, right?
Yeah, not quite that screechy, though.
Okay. What about that track with Joe Breezy and P.I.P. Take a Chance on Me?
That actually was a hit. I remember last year when we all were living together, that song was blasted many nights. But no, I think it's good. I've always told P.I.P. you have too. He has a great singing voice. He really does.
He really does.
It's not. He sometimes doesn't think he has the best voice, but I think he has the voice of an angel. Literally an angel.
Yeah. Actually, today he was actually working on his Otis freestyle.
Was he?
Yeah, you know, like Justin Bieber's.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
I do. And quick shout out here while I'm on to DJ Too Mellow. While we're talking about rap, Biggie, last year I jumped on a few tracks with Too Mellow.
I never heard those because he never released a mixtape.
See, I think one of them is on the mixtape and one of them is on like the forgotten mixtape. I think one of them I recorded verses, but I don't know if they ever got produced.
I remember hearing the beats. I just don't remember ever hearing like the final production.
Yeah, well, honestly, speaking as a guy who's been a DJ on radio.dominican.edu for years, and Biggie, you've been on the shows forever. We do miss those guys like Juice and Too Mellow. They were great DJs.
What about Wells and Sully?
Oh, of course, Wells and Sully, and then Josh Johnson. I mean, Dominican has had some fantastic DJs. Now they still have DJ B still has a show, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And now you got Biggie. Yeah, Biggie, who's just killing it. I've heard the show before. I'm honored to be on.
Thank you.
You know, and who else are the DJs this year?
I think DJ Bubbles is one.
Okay.
And then I don't know who else. All the DJs I know left.
Yeah, you know what? I remember I was talking to Stu last year about maybe doing a show. Next year, I might jump back in and get back on a show.
You mean next semester?
Next semester. Not next year after I graduate. Come back as the creepy guy you can't let go.
Okay. But, hey, what about DJ Sugar? Whatever. Oh, DJ
Spice. Oh, yeah.
Spice.
She was spicy. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you do. I heard you had a little studio love going on in here.
No, that's factually incorrect, but...
Oh, no, that was P.I.P., huh?
Yeah, so, Biggie, I heard you've been rapping a lot lately.
No. You know me. I'm more of the behind-the-scenes kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
But I hear you have something right now, actually.
You know what, Biggie? It's funny you ask. I actually do have some stuff.
Let's hear that. Let's see that iPhone you're taking out right now.
Yeah. Who am I, Drake over here?
Okay.
Well, maybe let's turn the beat down a little. Turn it down a little. Up, way up. Blast it. Oh, yeah. Okay, down. Down. Okay, that's perfect.
Okay, J-Chan.
Perfect. All right, Biggie, you know what I mean? I got some stuff off the top of the dome freestyle. I don't write bars. I don't write lyrics. I don't write rhymes. I just freestyle. You know what I mean? This is freestyle off the top of the dome. Spitting for Biggie Bencomo. Locked in the throat. No, I'm just kidding. That ain't my rap. That's not my rap.
That was
a freestyle, but I'm about to spit some written, previously memorized stuff. So I'm going to try not to forget it. I'm going to just spit it. I'm going to just go into it.
All right, let's hear it.
Let me know when you're ready for me. Biggie Bencomo, let me know.
I was born ready. Let's hear it.
All right, it goes like this. Check me out.
I'd rather not, but anyway.
All right, check it out, though. Story goes like this. Doctors knew what lied within me at birth. They saw it in my vitals. Touch this mic and meet the ultimate reprisal. Get scared as death stares, try following my eyeballs. Watch the savage beast stepping. A freight train, you're stuck in the same game. I'm already playing Assassin's Creed 7. At the end of it all, reveal my fate. Stone is what it has to be etched in. These words are like Clayton Kershaw's greatest curveball. You fakes have turned soft. I'm smoother than the taste of pure scotch. Battle me any day works. Just pick the place and you're on. My mind is harmful. Style on you with all kinds of combos that would even leave cage fighter startled, sniper locked. Have your boys by to guard you. This knife is sharp. I can slice or carve you, but I'd rather make peace. Bring that light upon you, but reject my offer and things might get hostile. I'm a timeless artist. Everything you recite is awkward. I step inside the darkness and leave with a torch bright enough to apply some sparks with. Answer to no one. I fire bosses, always above. My flight is constant. I am like a rocket when it flies and launches. My bright or causes to make the most wise astonished. I ignore haters because they like responses. And I'm not about low blows or shock value. You want to rap, watch how to. These fools talk mouthfuls. They're all scoundrels. Once I find them, my presence is like God found you. Meet your final ruler. Beating me is like having a severe spine contusion while your mind's diluted with two broken legs that you try to move with. So slow down while that clock tries. Some of your decisions are tragic, like the last hit before your hand slips and you cross sides. As I spit, there's the lifting of all tides, sharp cries, dark skies, about to run this game, so do what you do and just walk by. Impossible to comprehend the weight of my soul. I'm Rambo's arm when he raises the bow. Brought up in the coldest climates, I had to scrape through the snow just to find daylight. I don't play hype, I go straight for the throat. What I've witnessed is heartbreaking. You don't feel me if you're not shaking. Throughout this verse, I've lost patience at that clock changing. Beyond crazy, stuck in the past where it's dark, hazy. These locks chain me, but I break out. Now I'm a hawk gazing at its prey beneath. I play for keeps. Stop saying that you're willing to fight if you don't claw daily. That's the required commitment. I bet your knees shake when you see pain, your eyes are against it. Toxic fumes released from my core. Uncontained fire when my breath hits. Fools bluffing, mute button to naysayers. That means I've silenced my skeptics. From this immense waste I've crept. Spit so hard, time and space are bent. Rare raps, bear traps where a hater steps. I'm Michael Jordan versus Byron Russell. Perfectly graze the net. But you lie in this mic, what will you tell next? Enough mercy, I'm bloodthirsty and hellbent, trying to find where the witch's spell's kept. My voice can melt flesh. I'm deep in the shadows, your brain seems to be shackled. One reach and we'll grapple, step in the ring if we have to. The evil I battle makes it easy to snap you, increasing my value. Your reasons are doubtful, I don't need an example of the status you claim. No matter where you're seated, I'm 10 rows higher. Singing to the walking dead, I'm part of the death row choir. Wondering, pondering, how did things get so dire? A thin line between a choice and a result. No threshold finer. My inner struggle's like Bruce Wayne versus that dude Bane. A fight to the death when I let my knuckles loose. Bang, that's life straight to the chin. I'm one with the past, and the future comes with a path, but right now is the day that I'm in. Brah!
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Shots fired over here. You look like parched there.
I am quite parched. I literally put everything I have into that. Now I'm dead.
Okay, well, anyway, I like those, TV show and movie references, Rambo, The Walking Dead,
yeah.
The Dark Knight Rises.
You know what? I was thinking of pieces to do, and I figured I should do ones that have some cultural icons like Rambo in it, because I know you're a big movie and TV guy.
Yep. And Bane.
You had the Bruce Wayne and Bane one in there, so.
Who do you think should have won that fight, Bane or Bruce Wayne?
I'll be real. You've seen the movie, right? I don't want to play spoiler alert. I feel strongly that the way Bane died was kind of lame. Just like Anne Hathaway out of nowhere. Right in the middle of Bruce Wayne and Bane having this fight to the death. Anne Hathaway. It wasn't even that clear if Bane was killed or not, right?
No. It just leaves you guessing whether or not he could survive.
Like,
it.
I think we are to assume he was killed, but it wasn't. I wanted, like, Bane to, like, punch out Bruce Wayne's, like, ear, and then, like, you know what I mean? Some, like, really, really extreme fight.
Well, I mean, he already broke his back.
True, he did break his back.
Literally, he broke his back.
The movie was, I mean, it had some, like, loose ends that weren't tied, and it was a little long, but overall, in terms of just, like, a hit, it had action, good acting, it had a lot of pros.
Yeah. Now, that story about the person that climbed out of that tunnel, did you think it was Bane or did you think it was someone else?
You know, it always was in the back of my head that it was Bane because I don't know. It's just they had to tie it back into him somehow, you know, because he was such an important character. But then when you find out that because it wasn't Bane.
It wasn't Bane.
Yeah, exactly. So I at first thought that it was Bane because that's what they led you believe. So I was thinking, should I believe what you're led to believe? And then I did, but then it ended up not being Bane, right? It was the girl.
Yeah, the girl.
What's her name? The girl from Inception or whatever?
Yeah, Marion Cotillard,
yeah,
right?
She's got some pretty big, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, she does. But she's also in Public Enemies with Johnny Depp.
That's true. Yeah, but that twist when she was the kid in the cave or whatever,
yeah.
I thought it was almost maybe far-fetched.
Yeah, I honestly thought when they show like the recap, that could have been a guy.
Yeah, like it was. There's a couple parts of the movie that really stretches. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, what was up with the Liam Neeson digital alteration?
Yeah.
To make him look younger? I mean.
Speaking of Liam Neeson, shout outs to making the same exact movie twice. Taken 2. Literally is the same trailer as the first.
Minus the fact that his wife has a bigger role in it.
Yeah, I heard a joke actually that the first Taken you see in the trailer, it's that you have only a couple minutes, they're going to take you. That's the daughter. Now the second one, you only have a couple minutes, they're going to take you. It's the wife. The third one is going to be, there's only a few minutes, and they're going to take me. And Liam Neeson's going to be taken, and someone's going to have to save him.
But who's going to save him? I mean, his daughter doesn't know those fighting skills. His wife sure is. Doesn't know how to do any of that.
What I think, honestly, even on a side note, Liam Neeson should be in Expendables 3. He should be in there.
Yeah, he should be. But what about Expendables 2 with Chuck?
Yeah, Chuck was good. Really, really unrealistic, just random scenes when he just comes out of nowhere.
And he shoots the whole village.
Yeah, they're on like the edge of the planet in like the weirdest location ever, and he comes out of nowhere and kills everybody. And then he disappears like you think he's gone, and then he comes back later.
In the final scene, right?
It was enjoyable, though. I liked the movie.
What about Arnold Schwarzenegger's like Terminator reference lines?
Yeah, that was fun. And when he ripped off the door.
I got shoes that are bigger than this? Of course you do.
Yeah, it was a funny movie. It had a lot of unintentional and, I think, intentional comedy.
I'll be back. Yeah, you came back once too many already.
Yeah, that was a good line. It was nice to see Van Damme also. I always have loved Van Damme.
Yeah. And I don't know if you noticed this right hand man is actually an MMA artist and a fellow actor.
Yeah, I think you told me that before. My favorite line is, "Don't challenge me."
Yes, I do that. Or, "Are you afraid of me?" And Liam Hemsworth's like, "No, I'm not." And he just kicks him right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that was, I was sad he died, but it was almost funny. It's like, I'm not going to just stab you. I'm going to kick a blade through your chest. Like,
I'm going to make it much more dramatic.
Yeah, Thor's brother with the unfortunate death.
Yeah, but who knows? They might actually bring him back since he died. There's actually talk that they're going to bring Jean-Claude Van Damme back, but actually as his character's brother. So, Claude Villain instead of Jean Villain.
See,
what's up with this?
The things they do to put fannies in the seats these days. I mean, there's not a movie now that won't be made into a trilogy. Am I right?
That's true. There isn't really. I mean, Taken 3 might occur. You know, the Hunger Games 3 is definitely.
Well, yeah. At least that's based on the series, the book series. I mean, if not even a trilogy, there's almost always a sequel nowadays.
Depending how bad the movie does. I mean, look, they're making Smurfs 2.
Are they?
Yeah, they really
are.
Wasn't
the first one a total bomb?
Yep, apparently.
And it bombed with the critics, too. Everyone thought it was terrible.
Apparently so, but hey, who knows?
The worst part about that movie is you have Katy Perry in it as a voice, and I want to see the Katy Perry person. No, I mean, honestly, I bought her CD. I actually like her music, but I got to see the person in the flesh, not just the voice.
Okay, would you rather see Katy Perry in person in a movie, or would you rather go see Battleship with Rihanna?
Oh, Katie, I would say Katy Perry over Rihanna. And honestly, seeing Battleship with Rihanna would require me actually sitting through the movie of Battleship, from which I've heard is awful.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen it. I know DJ Waka saw it, and he just thought there was a bunch of action.
Oh, bombed, right? It did terrible at the box office.
MIB3 was funny, but it wasn't worth like watching it in theaters.
Oh, Mission Impossible 3?
No, MIB 3.
Oh, Men in Black. Okay, okay. No, yeah. And Men in Black 1 was great. Second one, not very good. Third one, just okay.
The only reason I watched the third one is to see Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh, and she had a hell of a role. Can I say hell on the air?
Sure, go ahead.
She had a hell of a role. Rocking the big time cleavage just out of nowhere. Jesus.
Now, You know, Kim Kardashian's going to be in the new movie.
Is she?
Yeah, an actual Tyler Perry movie.
Oh, can you believe Alex that? Cross?
No, no. One that's like based off of like the Madea series.
Oh God, that sounds terrible. But you are familiar, isn't it called Tyler Cross, the one with Matthew Fox?
Alex Cross.
I was thinking, because
yeah.
Well, I don't like Tyler Perry, but that looks like a good role for Matthew Fox.
Yeah, yeah, it does. He's actually seems like he actually got in shape for that movie.
Yeah, but
he shaved his head. I mean,
yeah, he looks pretty scary in that movie. I'm not a huge Tyler Perry guy.
Yeah, I mean, neither am I. He was in Star Trek.
Yeah, what's... You're always big on the movies and shows. What are you watching these days? Like, when you're in your room watching a show, watching a movie, what's on your list?
I gotta go with Hawaii Five-0. Okay. Grace Park. You know, she's one of a kind. What else? Law and Order, I mean...
Which one? There's like 19 different versions.
The only one that's still in the air, Special Victims Unit.
Okay.
Let's see what else. NCIS Los Angeles. I mean, I think the main girl in that's really hot.
And SVU, that's the one. Christopher Maloney, is that the one he was on, but not anymore?
Yes. Ice-T's still on it. Get that.
Yeah, Ice-T's been, he's like 90 years old, isn't he? He's been acting since like 1950.
Yeah, yeah. What else? What else do I watch? I started watching this new show. I don't know if you heard of it. Made in Jersey.
What is that, Biggie?
It's some like show on CBS. It stars this girl, Janet Montgomery, who plays a lawyer who's from New Jersey.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know Janet Montgomery. She was in Entourage. She played Eric's assistant, the girl with the accent.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, she was also in Human Target.
Oh, that show is awful. Even though Jack Earl Haley's good. See, there's a lot. I keep seeing commercials for all these new shows like Last Resort and Revolution.
Oh, that's getting canceled, Last Resort. Yeah. They already said.
It looks bad. But I heard it was decent, but it's like in a bad slot. And that's why its viewers are down.
Yep.
And then what else is, what was the one I just mentioned? Revolution. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah. I think so.
It's got Billy Burke from like the Twilight movies. It's like the world, all the lights go out in the world. It's a really stupid premise, but then I've heard it's actually pretty good, so I don't know.
I watched, have you seen Vegas with Dennis Quaid?
Is that any good?
I mean, it's pretty decent given like how old they're trying to make it seem in the
What was that movie with Dennis Quaid and Forrest Whitaker? When like there was an attack and they kept going back in time, it was like a flash. They kept having
Jim Caviezel, right?
Yeah, and Matthew Fox was in it too. What was
Frequency?
No, it wasn't called Frequency, was it?
Yeah, the one where he gets like the letter from his dad or something, and it says like some firefighter.
No, I don't think it's that. No, it was a different. It's on the tip of my tongue, but it was this terrible movie and Dennis Quaid's acting was just really bad, so ever since then I can't take him seriously.
Really?
Even though he's good in The Rookie, he's like a pretty good actor.
Yeah,
but like certain actors, you just, I don't know if they transition well to shows.
Yeah, that's true. I watched 2.5 Men.
Is that any good?
I mean, it's kind of funny.
Okay.
Ashton Kutcher's kind of funny.
What season are they on with that now?
I don't even know. I think like 19 or something.
Okay. What I do watch, just like I did last year, I do watch The X Factor.
Okay.
Which isn't great, but I like Demi Lovato.
They replaced some of the judges, didn't they?
Yeah, Demi Lovato and Britney Spears are on instead of Paula and Nicole. Pretty much the same. I miss Nicole too. I mean, it's not a great show, but I like it. Because last year, you know, Chris Renee obviously was on it. Yeah. He's a big hit now.
His EPs actually just came out on Tuesday.
Yeah, and he makes pretty good music, and you can't beat his original Young Homie performance.
Yeah, no, you can. I mean, you can find that on YouTube, actually.
Got millions of hits these days.
I'm sure it did. What about, did you ever watch Duets with Robin Thicke and John Legend?
Oh, I turned it on for like a few minutes. It's just, like, you can't, I mean, I know the voice is doing well, but like, you can't just keep piggybacking off the American Idol thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Everyone does.
Everyone's just trying to do a voice show now, but a lot of them just aren't very good.
Speaking of American Idol, did you hear about that fight that happened during the audition?
I did not.
In like South Carolina?
No.
You know how Nicki Minaj is a new judge, right?
Yeah, which is a weird choice.
Yeah, it's Nicki Minaj, Mariah Carey.
Keith Urban,
and Randy Jackson.
Weirdest assemblage of judges.
Apparently, though, Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey discreet a big, a lot on a contestant's performance, and they got into an argument. And apparently, according to sources, Nicki Minaj is ready to, get this, knock out Mariah Carey.
Really?
Yeah, and she said, and I quote, "I told them that I'm not going to put up with this expletive, 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 and this F expletive, 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 you know, queen." She just, she was mad that she, Mariah Carey disagreed with her.
Wow, that's, I hope they air that when the show actually is on.
Apparently, though, they might not. I mean, this is only on TMZ, so who knows if they're going to show
it. Okay, well, honestly, like, my mom's always watched American Idol, so I've watched a good amount of it over the years. What the problem is Nicki Minaj, I actually kind of like her. She's not a singing. She doesn't sing. She how
raps
can she judge?
So.
Exactly. She raps. And she actually has a pretty sick flow when she gets going.
Yeah.
But, like, she has no singing voice. So how can she be the judge of a singing show when she has no singing voice?
Neither is Randy Jackson.
Okay. Well, there's the difference when you bring up Randy Jackson, also Simon on X Factor. Those people are, like, talent agent type of people, though.
Yeah.
They find talent and they put the people they find out to the masses if they think they're marketable. Nicki Minaj is like a straight up rapper.
Well, think of it this way. She does have Cash Money behind her.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a political thing.
Yeah. I mean, look, Cash Money has Jay Sean, Chris Richardson. They have Torian Sellers.
But do these people sing? Their names? Yeah. Who?
Chris Richardson sings.
Okay.
Jay Sean.
Okay. Fair enough. But my point is that Simon and Randy, they don't sing, but they at least are like talent agent types. Nicki Minaj, while she might be affiliated with and associated with talent agent types, at the end of the day, she's a rapper.
That's true.
Who doesn't sing?
That's true.
I thought it was one.
Actually, it was two.
So I don't get why they chose her. Is it, you think they're probably trying to reach a certain demographic?
Probably. I mean, look who else they have. They have Mariah Carey, I mean. Why do you have Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey?
And then you throw Urban in the mix?
A country singer?
What a clash of just different, like, different genres and perspectives.
You have pop, hip-hop, and country. Who's going to listen to country?
Yeah, I find it odd. I think that the ratings, I mean, they have been going down, I'm pretty sure, for American Idol.
Yeah, and where American Idol goes down, X Factor goes up.
Yeah, and the Voice is even higher in the X Factor, right?
Yeah.
Voice is killing it.
CeeLo and Christina left, so.
They left the Voice?
Yeah, they took a short break.
Oh, but they'll be back on eventually.
Next season.
Okay, see, I haven't watched The Voice, so I don't know. Show I have been watching, have you heard of the Game of Thrones? Game of Thrones.
Yes, it was on Showtime, right?
HBO, actually.
Yeah, Sean Bean.
Yeah, Sean Bean
plays
Lord Stark. I mean, it's already been aired. The second season just finished. I started watching on demand. I mean, you know I'm a huge The Wire fan, Breaking Bad fan. Game of Thrones is right up there.
Really?
I encourage all your listeners, if you haven't watched, because it's in this time, it's based on these series of books, and it's in this like medieval ancient time with kings and like rulers and like
tutors.
Yeah, right? And like mystical creatures. And it's like it's not a real world. This didn't actually happen, but it's, you know, this fantasy world. It's a really quality show.
Really?
Yeah, I recommend it.
I just watched all of Lie to Me on Netflix.
You're on, huh? Tim Roth, Lie to Me. Yeah. Didn't that get canceled a couple years ago?
Yeah, but I mean, it seemed interesting.
Okay, he's the guy who knows exactly when you're lying because he can read it on you.
Hey, that would be sick to do, especially with the girls. If you could read that
See,
on
that's
her.
Why you watch it. You always got this dirty, hidden agenda.
Hey, you know me, I'm always thinking 20 moves ahead.
20, huh?
Yes, 20.
That's probably impossible.
Now, okay, let's leave it at 3 moves.
3, okay, that's a far cry from 20.
All right. I just want to say thanks for being on. I hope I can have you on again, actually.
Honestly, it's been an honor to be on, Biggie. I love tapping on the mics with you. Pause. And I'll be on again anytime you want me on. I'll spit some raps. I'll talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I'm going to try to see if I can get a female to come in the studio. A little sushi, maybe?
You know, that would be a great grab if you could get that. I would tune into that show.
Well, actually, I might invite you to the studio then.
Yeah, I would probably be in the background just kind of, you know, taking it all in. But no, honestly, anytime you want me on, I can easily come on. It's just a blast from the past once you get back on these mics.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and it is different without P-Op.
It's different. And even, I think, isn't Hunter, he's not doing a show?
That's
funny.
What I heard.
Every year you have these DJs, and the next semester you might have different ones, you know? It just depends on the semester.
All right, then. Well, until next time.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, Biggie.
You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. This is Biggie signing off. Good night and good luck. 6 whole years.